very proud of our youth. And Lou Ann, she's done a great job, and I appreciate her. And she will recognize those who have helped her, and they have done a very good job as well. And we welcome you. We thank you for, if you're a parent, for allowing your kids to come. Your youth are practically adults. Good to see you up there. They're a mighty handsome group. And we also enjoy having those grandparents and aunts and uncles and our church members come to support them in this time. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Matt. He's got some announcements for us.
Before we have a word of prayer to begin our worship service tonight, just wanted to echo a few things Leonard said. I'm very proud of you all. It's very exciting to see how God has led you to this moment here to lead us in worship. I know if it's anything like this morning, we are in for a treat. I know this morning you truly helped lead me in worship, genuine worship. So I'm very excited to have that continue this evening. So let's begin with a word of prayer. God, we come before you very excited and very humbled, knowing you have brought together an opportunity for us to be in your presence and to have your name glorified is just amazing. Lord, show us how to worship you tonight. Guide FSYC, guide everyone involved, Lord, that will be leading us into your presence this evening, calming their nerves, preparing their minds for all the hard work they have put into this up until this point. And Lord, we pray all this in your Son's name. Amen.
Dreams fading now, I'm staring at the door. I know it's over cause my feet have hit the cold floor. Check my reflection, I ain't feeling what I see. It's no mystery. Whatever happened to a passion I could live for? What became of the flame that made me feel more? When did I forget?
I was made to love you, I was made to find you, I was made to spoil you, made to adore you, I was made to love. Loved by you. You were here before me, you were waiting on me. If you said you'd leave me, never would you leave me. I was made to love, be loved by you.
The dreams alive with my eyes open wide. Back in the room, you got me dreaming for the grand prize. I feel the hate spitting vapors on my dreams, but I still believe. I'm reaching up, reaching up, reaching over. Feel the breeze cover me, called Jehovah. And Daddy, I'm on my way.
I was made to love you, I was made to find you, I was made to spoil you, made to adore you, I was made to love, and be loved by you. You were here before me, you were waiting on me, and you said you'd keep me, never would you leave me. I was made to love, and be loved by you. I was made to love you, I was made to spoil you, made to adore you, I was made to love, and made loved by you. You were here before me, you were waiting on me, and you said you'd keep me, never would you leave me. I was made to love, and made loved by you, loved by you.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Anything I would give up for you.
Na 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 na.
Everything I'd give it all away.
Na 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 na.
Anything I would give up for you.
Na 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 na.
Everything I'd give it all away.
Na 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 na.
Anything I would give up for you.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na na na. na, na, na. Na, 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 na.
So just a few things to cover. Welcome to our program. It's our spring program, and I wanted to go ahead before I forget. Those of you know me know that currently I'm very forgetful, but I'd like to go ahead and do my thank yous. I want to thank Pastor Matt, Mr. Harris, and Kathy for all their support. If it weren't for Kathy, we wouldn't have as much advertisement as we have, so I thank her for that and for the support of you three, because without you, I wouldn't have the encouragement that I needed to keep going. I want to thank Lynette for help with the skits. You guys will see some sashes and some homemade things that she has done for us. She has a wonderful hand, and I thank you not only for that, but for your friendship and everything that you do for me. Brad and Cheryl, I want to thank you for helping us grow from a three-part choir to a four-part. What that means for those of you who don't do music is we actually have sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. So actually what I'll do really quickly is have the sopranos wave their hands, the altos wave theirs, the tenors, and my bass section. And so if you look on the back of your bulletin, which I want to thank Lynette for also, you'll actually see everybody listed in the part that they sing. So if you're wondering, well, what in the world does my child sing? If you look back there, you'll see at least what they're singing today. That may change, but that's what they're doing today. I want to not only thank them for helping us grow into a four-part choir, but also covering in all of my absences, taking care of drama, because I told them that I made it the whole way through my life singing, but I never had done a lot of drama pieces, and that's their background, so I thank them for that. Want to thank my dad, Lewis Kelly, for the construction of the Last Supper table. Without him and some of his initiative, I would have a hard time accomplishing goals. Want to thank Mr. Bridges. He does sound, you guys don't realize how much that he actually does for the church and how he's here faithfully for all of the programs that get done here, and shared that responsibility with Mr. Hickman. So I thank both of them. They have helped us tremendously through the experience. I want to thank my spouse for all the dinners that he has provided for the last 3 weeks for the kids, and for my family that has helped with all of that. That's been a huge undertaking. Not only are we trying to sing, but we're also trying to eat. That's what Baptists do, amen. So with that being the case, that's the thank yous out of the way. Now I want to do my part, which is the introduction. So these programs are just a blessing. I often think of ideas for these things kind of out of the blue. Leonard was talking to me at the beginning of the season about, you know, were you going to need new books this time, or were, you know, what are you going to do? And I said, you know what, there's so many good songs in the books that we haven't already used. I'll see if I can come up with something, and God laid this on my heart. I give him all the glory. So here we go. God, signs, and symbols. Tonight, our FSYC spring program is to share with you just a sample of God's signs and symbols. A sign is defined as a significant event, act, or other manifestation that reveals God's presence or intentions. Signs are found throughout the Bible in the Old and New Testaments. If you think back to the book of Exodus, that's where God is using Moses and a staff and some other things to really put some change in the heart of Pharaoh. So that was signs and symbols. Some of the things you might remember there: locust, water turning to blood, death of livestock, even the death of the firstborn Egyptian children. So that was signs that he provided to make things happen. God also sent an angel to talk with shepherds living out in the fields about one of his most important signs. So that would be found in Luke chapter 2, 10 through 12, and that says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.'" The last example of a sign I wanted to give you that affects our faith is something that was written by Paul the Apostle. He sent a letter to the Corinthians in Acts 2, verse 22, where Jesus was characterized as a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst. So God's signs are all around us each and every day. Thanks be to God for his love, and thanks to each of you for coming and listening to us share his love with you.
My symbol is the church. The church is God's house, a place to come together as a family. That family comes together to grow and share in their beliefs. The church is open to everyone, lost souls and believers alike, because we are all God's children. The church helps people grow. Without the church, I wouldn't be the person I am today.
January 5th, I prayed for my school, for my country, and for my grandma.
Hey, man. You dropped us.
Yeah, I know. But
have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Okay, where was this? All right, number two, March 18th. I gave $10 to the missions offering. Boy, that was painful.
You drop these.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should be more careful.
Maybe you should leave things where they belong. All right. One, two, three. June 12th. Shared a testimony with a friend.
4.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving a trail.
Of sticky notes?
Yep.
Hoping you'll find your way back to the gingerbread house, huh?
What?
Well, this does seem a little bit Hansel and Gretel-ish to me.
Huh?
Leaving a trail of breadcrumbs so you can find your way back home?
Oh, no, it's nothing that juvenile.
Okay, then you're deliberately littering on the streets of the city. You're a litter bug.
No, I'm not. I'm just making sure the things I do in God's name leave a mark on the world, that's all.
No, pal, you're littering.
And what do you suggest I do to leave a legacy?
I don't know. Do I look like a philosopher to you?
Yeah, a little bit. On the eyes.
Don't you think that God sees all that you have done and he will reward you in his way?
Well...
Don't you think that you are storing up treasures in heaven rather than on earth?
It's just that...
Don't you think that setting a godly example is leaving a legacy?
Yeah. Wait, no. Number 5.
All right, that's it. Citizens arrest. Citizens arrest.
What? You can't do that.
Maybe not, but maybe this will help you think about this pointless pursuit.
Pointless pursuit? It's pretty fancy talk for someone who just looks like a philosopher.
Man, this isn't what they talk about when they say leaving stuff behind for future generations.
Really?
No.
Okay, maybe not. Then what am I supposed to do with these sticky notes?
Use them to help you think about what's really important.
Yeah.
Hey.
Drop this.
Many think of the rainbow for its beauty, colors, and presence after the rain. But did you know the rainbow relates to Christianity? The Christian rainbow is a symbol of God's faithfulness and his promise to never again destroy the earth by flood. The rainbow relates to the story of Noah. After the flood, God placed a rainbow in the sky as a sign of his covenant with Noah to never again destroy the earth by flood and all living creatures.
Oh, 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 oh.
Well, when he said two of every animal, he wasn't kidding. He sure, those elephants sure take up some room.
And what traveling conditions do you expect?
Most likely loud and smelly. I mean, when did you last spend 40 days and nights with people, let alone animals?
And I see your family will be accompanying you on this trip. Tell me why this is necessary.
No one I know can swim that well. God promised the flood. He is faithful and true. We trust him to meet our needs. He is our Father.
And what causes Father yours to be so angry at the world, and why would he bring down the rain?
He is angry at the sin of the world. He wanted us to have the same faith that he had in us, to have in him. He gave us life and he can give it away.
And you have faith in God?
Let's just say I'm not looking to take this ship on a pleasure cruise. I'm God commanded and I obey. Will you be saying the same or will you be swimming?
The sign of the fish. Historically, during the persecution of the early church, at Christian meeting, someone would draw a single arc in the sand. If the other person was a Christian, they would complete the symbol with the corresponding arc. A person that was not a Christian would not understand the symbol and would not harm the Christian that drew the single arc. Come and follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
Thank you.
It says here on your list of qualifications that you possess enormous creativity. Tell me about that.
Well, I created the heavens, the earth, and everything in it. I even created man out of dust.
Oh, really? That's interesting. What about your management skills?
Well, I am, you might say, the boss of everything that lives, breathes, grows, is born, dies.
Okay, I get it.
I have total power.
I said, I get it.
Good.
Now, what about your past experience?
Well, I existed before anything existed, so I've held my current position a long time. I'd say I've got more than adequate experience for this job.
All right. Overqualified. What about your references?
I'm sure I'd have billions and billions of people who would vouch for my credibility, my experience, and my compassion.
Compassion?
It's one of my greatest qualities.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. I'll keep your application and resume on file.
Well, wouldn't you hear something?
I'm going to have to think about this for a while.
Wow.
Hey, I'll call you.
Please do.
You understand, don't you? It's hard to find somebody I can trust with this job.
I have the history, the qualifications, the references.
I know, but I'm just not sure I'm ready to give up position as boss of my own life.
The Bible. From the time that you're a little kid, you learn that the Bible is God's holy word. As you grow older, though, you learn that the Bible is so much more than that. The Bible is your instruction manual for life. No matter what kind of problems you may be having, there is a Bible verse for it all. For example, this year I've been worrying so much because it was my junior year and I was just nonstop stressed. Something that really helped me out, though, was the verses Philippians 4, 6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is just one instance of when the Bible has given me comfort. It is just so reassuring to know that God's own word is there for you whenever you need guidance.
Your hand is a shield.
nighttime, and I don't even know how to get where I'm going. What can I use to find my way? That's right, I have my phone. Siri, how do I get to my destination? What? My smartphone must be dumb. It didn't even give me the right directions. Now I'm even more late.
Hey, are you lost?
Of course not. I'm using my phone to find my way.
Your phone? Which now you should use a GPS, global positioning system. Gets you anywhere you want to go, bud.
Okay, well, I've already used a GPS, and it didn't even give me the right directions. The lady kept saying, turn right, and there wasn't even a right turn. It just got me turned around. Now I'm even more lost and running late.
Hey, you said you were lost? I'd love to help people find their way. Then you may just stop and ask for directions, though. Look, for you, I'm very knowledgeable about this area. So you go about 6 miles down, you take a left, and you take a right, and then when you see the stop sign, there's a fork in the road. And when you get
there... How does anybody make sense out of what that guy just said? That's just crazy. Now what am I going to do? I'm still late, still running out of time.
Excuse me, you're lost. I know just what will help you. It has all the right information and will never steer you in the wrong direction. It will put you at the right place at the right time. Here's the map.
Hey, my symbol is baptism. To me, baptism always represented a holy and special thing you do in order to get closer to God, but I never knew what it actually represented. I always thought that's something people just do in order to get, well, in order to profess their love for God. When I got saved and then baptized, our pastor told me what it actually represented. It represents the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It also represents that you gave your life to Jesus, and it is an outward sign of an inward change. What baptism represents is the death of an old life and the start of a new one.
Come to the lover, you. 2. I was sinless without stain, but walking the earth was my Father's plan. The sin was great and the crucifixion was hard. My life on earth for your eternal life. Just trust my Father's word, down with the old and up with the new.
My symbol is prayer. To me, prayer is the time we spend recognizing the presence of God and also knowing and wanting to love Him more each time you talk to Him. I believe that if you do not spend time in prayer with God, then you cannot have a relationship with Him. Prayer is such a blessing to be able to use in our lives because in many countries you aren't allowed to pray. I'm very thankful for that.
Come to me, for all.
to say, "Oh my God," weren't you?
Yeah. I was, but I was just making a statement.
Well, I heard you say, or about to say, "Oh my God," so I just thought I'd...
I'm not hearing this. I'm sitting at this box, and I'm keeping this trophy too, real close to... Okay. Oh, look, it's a mirror. Ew, look at me. I look awful. I'm throwing this out. Oh my God.
Yes?
Wait a minute. Who is this, really?
Hey, you called me. You should know.
So this is actually God I'm talking to?
That's right. But you said, or were about to say, "Oh my God, wait a minute." You weren't about to use my name in vain now, were you?
No, I would never do that. I was just making a statement.
So you weren't really calling me?
Well, not technically.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could have sworn you were calling my name.
Well, yeah, I was, but...
It's okay. I guess I was just kind of hoping you were starting to see me in some of those things. The things in the box. The things you're finding there.
Well, how would I see you, Lord, in all these things?
Well, let's take that trophy, for example. That's from your past, right?
Well, yeah, I was about 10 years old when I got this.
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
Well, yeah, I guess you were.
And that mirror. That shows what you are today. Careful. I'm in there, too. Right there beside you, see? Let's see what else. How about that alarm clock?
Hey, yeah, I've been looking everywhere for this.
Well, that's something you're going to need later, in the future.
Oh, I get it, later in the future, because you'll be there too. Oh my goodness.
Yes, thank you. I am good. I was good. I will be good in everything, even when life isn't.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good talking to you. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thanks. Hey, Mom, I looked through this box and there's nothing I can part with. Can I keep everything if I make it look really nice and neat?
The cross, where my sins were paid. It means sacrifice, and it's where Jesus hung when he took my judgment. It stirs sorrow and gratitude directed towards Christ for his suffering on my behalf. When I see it outside the building, it shows me that that's the place where people gather to worship Christ. It represents our salvation and Christ's love for us.
2,000 years ago or so, it was Passover, an annual celebration held in Jerusalem. The traditional night for the feast was Thursday night of the week of festivities. So Jesus gathered his disciples into an upper room. First, he washed their feet. Then he asked them to sit and listen for a while. It would be the greatest after-dinner speech ever delivered.
He started with the prediction. Somebody would betray him, somebody would deny him. Jesus talked about mansions in heaven he was going to prepare.
He talked about love me, he said. Love God and love each other.
He talked about peace. Peace is opposite of fear, he explained. And all your real peace will be found in faith.
He talked about plant life, vines, branches, and fruit.
He was a vine, he said. We are the branches. And what we do in his name is the fruit.
when he was finished, he raised up his glass, held out a piece of bread, and said,
"Eat and drink. Remember me, my body broken and my blood was spilled for you."
God is the shepherd, we are the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11 says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for us." This reminds me that our Lord sent his son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 says, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart." This reminds me that Jesus cares for us and loves us. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. They were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." This reminds me that the Lord takes care of us and we will not survive without him. Sheep are basically helpless creatures without a shepherd. In other words, we are helpless without our God.
All I really need to know in life, I learned in Genesis.
It taught me that God made everything.
And in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy,
I learned to follow God always.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth.
Love is surrender. Love is forever.
First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles.
God is in control even when we mess up.
In Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther,
God restores, heals, and protects.
In Job,
we love and serve a living God.
In Psalms,
sing praises to the Lord.
Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon.
Be wise and seek God.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations.
Be patient, God has a plan.
Ezekiel and Daniel.
Serve God even when others don't.
Hosea.
God's love is unconditional.
Joel, Amos, and Obadiah.
God disciplines and corrects his own.
Jonah.
God calls us to serve him.
Oh, and beware of largemouth fish.
In Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi,
God will save us with his own son's life.
All I need to know, I also learned in
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Jesus is our one and only hope.
Jesus is in heaven with the Father now and has prepared his church to carry on.
Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
We are different because we are his.
Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians.
Following Christ can be tough sometimes.
First and Second Thessalonians.
Live a holy life.
First and Second Timothy.
Keep on keeping on.
In Titus and Philemon.
Obey God out of love.
Hebrews.
Jesus is our high priest.
James.
Faith produces works of faith.
First and Second Peter.
Listen carefully for God's voice.
First, Second, and Third John.
God is love.
Jude.
Beware of false teachers.
Jesus will come back one day and take us with him to be with, in heaven with him forever.
All I need to know in life, everything I'll ever need to know, it's all right here in this book.
And the people said,
amen.
You know, I mentioned this morning that if worship was boring, it was either you weren't prepared or the people leading worship weren't prepared. If you got bored today, you weren't prepared, okay? because these young people have worked so hard, so diligently. And I want to thank Luann for her leadership. Luann is dealing with some health issues right now, and she has led a lot of times when she didn't feel like leading. But God has blessed your efforts today and tonight in a very special way. And I'm not real big on applauding in church, but I don't know, it just feels right to me right now. What do y'all think? Can we share with them how much we appreciate what they're doing? I've had the privilege to pastor here long enough to see just about, I guess maybe all of these folks come into our youth group from our children's departments, and some have come and joined us from our community. And I don't know, that just makes it a little more special, but tonight was so special. The work they did to put in the signs that they came up with, how they did that work, and Luann, how you put all this together and into this powerful program of the signs and the symbols of God's promise. Tonight we've had church, and I appreciate the effort of everyone. They've got a closing benediction after I offer a prayer. So, again, well done. Well done. Thank you so very much. Let's stand together. Heavenly Father, you have spoken to us through drama and through music tonight, reminding us of your love, that you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that we do need to leave a legacy that others might see you in us. God, you have taught us, even from this holy table, you have reminded us, Lord, that others see us. And our question is, do they see you in us? Thank you for the music that has stirred us. May we leave this place like a mighty warrior. May we go out in the faith that the world needs to know, that your love may indeed make a difference through Jesus, our Messiah. God, go with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.